You may have seen trash floating in the Tennessee River, but Cerulean says the problems go beyond just that. The river contains radiation and heavy metals like arsenic and lead from the coal ash spill in Kingston in 2008. It also contains mercury from several years ago when the Oak Ridge National Laboratory was being built. About a quarter of the world's mercury was spilled into our water supply at that time.
They dredged the river after the Kingston ash spill, and everybody was really worried that they were going to dredge up that mercury, which is now sunk to the bottom. And TVA is really phasing out the coal plant. So we're just like really excited. We're like seeing this movement away from these coal plants, because to get the coal, they're blowing up mountains, and they blow up the mountains and dump them in the river. And we've been trying to stop that, mountaintop removal coal mining. So it's really nice to see TVA starting to say, you know, we're going to shut these down. And it's happening a lot all over the country. There's a lot of air pollution from those as well as water pollution.
Cerulean says the time to think about the future of the Tennessee River is now. One of the biggest things people can do is change the way they receive and use energy. One method is called sun come up solar, which is exactly what it sounds like. The sun comes up and solar panels on the roof of buildings generate energy. Other benefits are, as of last year, solar energy is cheaper than nuclear energy, and solar cuts your energy needs in half.
So that, you know, it's really odd that, you know, you think that turning on a light switch is going to hurt your river, but as long as you've got radionuclides in the river, and as long as you've got like heavy metals and coal ash going into the river, then when you turn on that light switch, you're hurting your water source. So if we move to these other technologies, and we don't have to like do it overnight, but I wouldn't mind. but let's start moving there. Let's start in, you know, looking at our future and taking the money that we have and putting it in into that. And it's a big do-it-yourself revolution. Like, it's got to be you and me putting that solar on our house and building our houses differently and insulating our houses so that TVA doesn't feel like they need to build a bunch of new nuclear power plants, because there's just no demand, because we figured it out and we did it ourselves. So no more pointing the finger at somebody else. It's time for us to, like, get together, figure this out, connect. And we have some of the biggest resources here for solar in Tennessee, like Big Frog Mountain. Is a solar distributor right here in Chattanooga.
The Future River Fest is on September the 24th at Renaissance Park from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Cerulean says this event will be a fun day with food, art, music, and canoeing, but it'll also be a chance to interact with the special guest speakers. These speakers are coming from several environmental defense organizations discussing the issues at hand.
But they'll just be talking for like 3 to 5 minutes in between the bands. And then we hope that if people listening to them want to know more about their topic, that they'll come over to a talking circle and speak with them and just get more information and just get connected to these people that are out there doing this research. A lot of them are volunteers doing this research. And so they're out there doing the stuff that we just don't have time to do. But they've dedicated themselves to finding out what's in our river, and then sometimes they're the people there thinking about solutions, you know, ways that we could do things differently so that our river could get healed.
The festival will have River Ramble energy and water exhibits. Cerulean says they are still looking for nonprofit organizations interested in restoring the river's environment. These organizations will get their booth at the festival for free.
And if you're a business that has a product for the public, for a small vendor fee, you can come and sell to the public at our event. So hopefully they'll be bringing some stuff. And we have some do-it-yourself workshops too. One is how to do your own water testing. And then another is how to make poi. So we're making poi out of tennis balls. And hopefully we have some hooping and, you know, dancing.
The festival is also getting kids involved with activities. One of the activities is a contest where they'll be asked to draw or paint a picture of what the future of the Tennessee River looks like to them.
And we don't know what they're going to draw, and we have somebody that's going to judge that for us. And then some people will want to, you know, sort of another activity is how you get there. So some people are going to launch in like canoes and kayaks and come down from the river park at Chat State. They're launching at 11 a.m. Like they're going to be in the water at 11 a.m. and then paddle down to Renaissance Park. And other people are riding bikes. Some of the art bikes that were recently created, which is a collaborative effort with kids, they're going to bike down to our event. And we're encouraging everybody to like bike, skate, you know, get on those wheels, get in the river, and try to come there by human power because it's a moving planet rally site.
I asked Cerulean if the songs the bands will play would relate to the ecological message, and she says absolutely.
Like the New Binkley brothers, they're really Tennessee roots, and, you know, for us, that river's tied the people together for a long time, and, you know, they really bring those traditions forward. And then we have Malele Roots, which is a reggae band, and of course, if you've heard Malele, you know they have a lot of social action songs that we'll all be singing along with and dancing along with. And then we have Oja Band, and Oja Band's a world music band, and I think that's a perfect band for just that, hoping for sunshine that day and playing those drums and singing those rhythms of world music. And then a band that I don't really know, they're coming up from Alabama, but I've heard that they're fun, and they're called Microwave Dave and the Nukes, and I can only assume that they have some protest songs in their lineup.
That was Jani Cerulean, UTC instructor, talking about the upcoming event, Future River Fest. It'll be on September the 24th at Renaissance Park from 2 p.m. until 8. For more information, you can check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/futureriver. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.